everybody. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Bachelor Nation Weekly. Tonight, we have special guest DeMario Jackson in the studio. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin. I want you to see it.
Hey, everybody. Oh, yes. See, DeMario, you come into the studio and it's like the party just started.
Let's go. I'm ready.
You guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Christina Zias. You can follow me across social media at Miss Zias. I apologize if you've been following this podcast for a couple of years for being gone for the past month, but, you know, like, life happens.
Sometimes you gotta get married.
Sometimes you gotta get married. And then treat yourself after.
Absolutely.
This is my 20 to the left. If you guys, if you're listening to the podcast, you gotta go on to YouTube right now and see how well Sterling and I matched tonight.
I know, seriously. I mean, I did this on purpose because I missed you so much.
Thank you, Sterling.
Like, what's Christina gonna wear tonight? Anyways, you guys can find me across social media at Sterling Cates.
What's up, guys? I'm Christine Alexis, and you can find me across social media at Christine Bean with three E's.
Hey, guys, it's Renee Ariel, and you can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel.
And you guys, tonight we have special guest. You might have heard of him before, DeMario Jackson in the studio. How are you doing?
Yes. I'm great.
This is your first time here at AfterBuzz, right?
First time here.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you. How's it going?
We're good. So, Bachelor Nation Weekly, we obviously recap the shows and when they're not on the air, we talk about hot topics because you Bachelor cast like have a lot of things going on all the time. It's crazy.
No, it's always something. Like I feel like whenever I go out, sometimes they kind of like the media, they pick and choose. Like they're like, huh, I'm out with like Raven and Alexis and them. They're like, no, we don't want to post that. I go to Disneyland with Corinne. They want to post that. So it's a very weird thing. I've kind of gotten, I don't know. The media is weird. It's extremely weird.
So you really like Disneyland?
I'm obsessed. I've been going to Disneyland consistently since I was like 2 or 3 years old.
Oh,
like,
wow.
I'm one of those like people who go like to Disneyland like 20 plus times a year.
Do you have the ears?
Yeah, I have everything.
Oh, you're like real.
I'm like into it. Oh, like, wow. All the time. All my buddies are like, I feel like every time I look up, you're at Disneyland. I'm like, yeah, I'm there like all the time. I actually ran into the paparazzi who works at Disneyland yesterday at the Amarillo Slut Walk.
How was that?
It was amazing. It was incredible. I took my mom for her birthday. It was the only thing that she wanted. She's like, I want to do the slut walk. And then I posted a picture today for her birthday. And Amber Rose actually commented and wished my mom happy birthday. Oh, yeah. So my mom was just like, she's in heaven. But I loved it. Like the empowering of women. It was great seeing all the men that were there.
Yeah.
Because it's one thing to see other women, but just seeing like my fellow brothers who were there with their like mothers, sisters, girlfriends. It was something that was incredible. It was amazing. And I can't wait to see how much bigger this gets. It was like 20,000 people.
Wow, that's wild. Amber does a great job of promoting it and really just like staying consistent with her message and everything. She really
And 21 was there too.
Yeah, right. 21.
So that's dope that he's supporting her.
Yeah. I mean, it was
and
great.
China.
So did you just go with your mom or?
No, with my mom, my best friend Red, and my uncle. So it was great. It was like
a family event. That's nice.
Yeah. I mean, it was a very, just like a family outing. It was cool seeing all of the different shapes and sizes, religion, and just all of this all, you know, in one place. And we were just having fun. Like, it was like great music acts. It was a lot of different pop-up booths. It was very educational as well. Like, as a man, not really knowing. Like, it was one girl that was like, he told me I deserve to be raped because of this, but then that. So it was very cool to see the different signs and hear the different stories as well from all of the different women. So I loved it.
Wow. Yeah. So that's inspiring. So if you don't know about the slut walk, look it up. You know, you obviously follow it.
So you pretty much covered it. Amber puts it on every year. This was the second one or the third one. And she promotes it all year long. And she has a lot of other stuff going on. But it's basically about reclaiming the word slut and really just like owning your sexuality for women and for men, but really to educate men and women about what it's like to be slut shamed. And it's very body positive. And it's just such an overall great message. And her whole reason for starting it was because, you know, obviously because of who she's dated and what she wears and how she looks and all this stuff.
And what she's been called.
And that's what she's been called. So she always says that it makes her feel better to really reclaim that word and what it means. And she's like, you want to call me that? Well, I'm going to call myself that. And I'm going to own it and I'm going to be proud in that. And so that's kind of like where it started. So, and I think a lot of people relate to that. So it's pretty awesome.
I do.
Definitely. Yeah.
It's great. Like, as a man, I was talking yesterday, I was saying that as a man, if I have sex with, like, multiple women, I'm, like, a pimp, I'm a player, I'm a hustler, I'm, like, all these cool things. But if a woman right. does it, then it's, like, she's all these negative things. Right. Or if a woman wears a particular type of clothing. Like, I was reading some article about some woman who was raped on a college campus recently, and they were saying that she deserved to be raped because of her outfit. And right. I'm like, who raised you? Like,
yeah,
you know,
that's,
like,
yeah, that's wild. That?
Like, I mean, it just was a very, you know, it's a weird time to live in this social media era to where you can read the comment section and then you click on the page and it's like school teacher from Minnesota. It's yeah. like, you isn't think this way? It, yeah. You know, it just was very, so it was great to go right. there and to kind of give back, you know, the love and to kind of give hugs and high fives. And yeah. this was great. I loved every minute of it.
And it's great that you brought awareness to that because it, people can get it from all angles now.
Correct. So that's awesome. Definitely. Yeah.
Guys, I feel like we're only a couple minutes in and we have like all these deep conversations.
I know.
We don't even, like, hot topics. Who cares? We got this. Okay, before we begin getting into everything, Christine, we have a little word from our sponsors.
We do. Support for our podcast comes from, you know, ABC and a lot of other networks that support the shows that we know and love. And I want to tell you a little bit about this new television series called Marvel's Inhumans. On the dark side of the moon, there exists a civilization unlike anything you've ever seen before. So this is deep, guys.
Yeah.
people with extraordinary powers and abilities to make themselves more than human, they're inhuman. So you've got three main characters. You've got Black Bolt, the king. He's the sound of his voice can destroy a city. You've got Medusa, the queen, whose hair is a living weapon, as you guys know. And Lockjaw, the giant bulldog, who teleports the royals from planet to planet. So it's a very interesting world they've created here. And I'm kind of excited to see it. I'm not really familiar with a lot of Marvel things, so be exciting. But now there's treachery in the form of Black Bolt's evil brother Maximus. He's threatening the royal family, so there's going to be some tension there. It's exciting stuff. And there's also some family drama happening. And if you guys want to check out Marvel's Inhumans, it's going to be airing Fridays at 9, 8 central on ABC. So
okay, that's perfect. Sounds yeah. great. They took the Shark Tank, right? Time slot?
Did it?
I think so, because Shark Tank moved to Sunday. That's amazing. What a good show to have on a Friday night.
Absolutely.
I hope TGIF is back. Right. That's exciting. All yeah. right, Marvel. Okay, thank you for doing that, Christine.
Thanks, Christine.
I mean, that's what I love about fall. Like, fall TV is just so exciting.
The best.
There's something else to see every year. That's the yeah. cool thing about fall, you know? Yeah. New shows, new characters, new, you know, storylines to fall in love with.
I went from having nothing to do to now I'm completely booked. So if you guys want to hang out with me, I'm going to have to wait until next summer.
Well, it's interesting because The Bachelor stops in the fall. But even then, like, they're coming back with the Winter Games.
I know. Yeah.
So, oh, DeMario, excited about the Winter Games. Are you going to be on it?
No comment.
DeMario, do you know? Yes. Do you have any information about the Winter Games?
No, can you? To be 100%, you have no idea. I was talking to Elon, mm-hmm. and you know, I told him, I was like, no ex-girlfriends and no swimming pools, like, as a joke. And yeah. he's like, oh, yeah, I'll let you know. But no, I mean, we haven't talked about it. They're so caught up with Ari and doing all the crazy stuff right now. Right. So, no, I don't know too much about it.
If they asked you to be on the Winter Games, would you want to do it?
I don't know. I mean, it would depend, you know.
On swimming pools and ex-girlfriends.
Like, exactly. yeah. Vermont, I don't know. It's cold. I'm like, I don't know if I really want to.
It's going to be in Vermont. Oh, well, yeah. But Winter Games. Yeah.
If it's in Vermont, there probably won't be a swimming pool.
That's true.
You're correct.
But so, there will be a jacuzzi for sure.
There will be a jacuzzi, so yeah. you never know. So yeah. I don't know. No, I mean, it's something that I probably would do, just, but, I mean, I got to look at it and see, like, what I'm doing at the time.
Is the premise, it's like a competition thing in like an athletic way, or are people there still like trying to find love?
That's a good question.
And I put that like in quotations because a lot of people might not be doing that in the first place.
When they put out their original statement of it, it was like the finding love / like the competition. So I'm not sure if they're going to do couples and if like the couple wins at the end. I'm not sure.
That's like love and basketball. Yeah. Love and like Olympic sport.
I was thinking of like how the real world had like the challenge and things like that. Like, would it be more that style?
That's kind of what I assumed it would be, like all of them. But it's just weird to see, I don't know, like the twins, are they going to compete in physical competitions? Not saying that they couldn't. They probably would be great. But like, It's definitely interesting. I don't know. They are the first people that came to my mind. Maybe because they're couples and they always come together.
Always.
And like, if it were couples, are they going to take like Rachel and Brian? Like, are they going to only invite past Bachelor couples?
You can do bromances. Maybe that's Peter true. And Dean will come on and they could be a team.
It sounded to me like they were going to have people like, and correct me if I'm wrong, from the international franchise of The Bachelor. So, like, have contestants from, like,
that would be interesting.
And contestants from, obviously, the American version and all of that stuff.
Oh, so they're really trying to rival the Olympics.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, like, you know, one person in the family wants to watch the Olympics, but then you turn on ABC and it's, like, the Winter Games Bachelor Edition.
My bet is that ABC still doesn't know exactly what they're
doing. Yeah, that's probably true.
They just threw it out there.
But everyone's so excited. They're like, let's see who throws out the best idea for this, and then we'll just do that.
Yeah, for sure.
I hope they're listening to my ideas.
I hope so. That's the most logical one that I've heard
is your idea.
Okay, I'm going to copyright that in case that's not true. Hopefully I'll get that ABC money.
I hope so, too. Okay, guys, someone who has been in the media a lot lately from the ABC family is obviously D'Lo. Yeah. We know about the whole thing that happened with, like, her and Dean and Christina, and then the controversy that you guys talked about last week with the whole Ashley I and Almost Famous podcast. But then there was that whole Reddit feed that has since now been taken down, which is crazy. Yeah. Obviously, it was talked about so much, where Danielle kind of spilt the tea on a feud that she had with Vanessa. Have you guys heard about this story?
No.
Yes. So pretty much... Pretty much, Danielle accused Vanessa of stabbing her in the back and trying to get everyone in the house to hate her. And she said that she later did the same exact thing to Rachel. And someone on Reddit asked her, well, the media reported things like Nick broke up with you only because Vanessa disliked you so much. Do you think that's true? And Danielle said, yeah, that definitely played a factor. So it's really interesting because all along we did hear like little snippets of information that the girls in the house didn't get along with Vanessa, mm-hmm. and then this came out. So what do you guys think about it? Sterling, you look like you're ready.
Well, first of all, I got like so caught up in that Reddit. It was like not good. I've never really spent much time on Reddit, so once I opened that link, it felt like hours.
Yeah.
I was just like scrolling through it. I was amazed by just the amount of people that comment on those things. But Danielle was super detailed about not only like what Vanessa had said about Rachel when they had like a butting of heads or whatever, but it basically just sounded like Vanessa was threatened by D'Lo's connection with Nick. I mean, like typical Bachelor stuff, and just like used it against her and tried to like turn people in the house. Which doesn't surprise me at all. I feel like we knew that about Vanessa, right?
It is fascinating that because she won, her edit wasn't as the villain. Isn't that fascinating? Because I bet you there are clips that were not included in the show because they have to make her out to be the wifey.
Yeah.
So they didn't make her out to be the mean girl because no one wants the mean girl to win.
Yeah. I didn't realize there was this whole thing between Vanessa and Rachel. Did you? Like, I feel like just watching it, I don't know if you watched that
season. I didn't watch it, but if anybody knows a bad edit, it's me.
Yeah.
So.
Like, I can relate.
I know about that. I mean, which is true, but I did. I mean, I know D'Lo personally. She's one of my favorite people in the world. I hang out with her all the time. She's like a sister to me. Mm-hmm. And, like, to see her get slandered and, like, disrespected, I feel like we live in a world where you see, like, a girl with that bright personality with, like, you know, who parties, who has fun, who goes to festivals, that we just automatically label them. Much like, I just went to a slut walk for this. And I feel like she was labeled and shamed for no reason because she's fun. Like, just because she's fun, does she not... like need love so it was really weird to kind of go through, and I was reading it myself. I didn't even know what Reddit was, and I'm on this site,
so you
like
read the whole,
I was reading through it, and it just was, and like I feel like people were shaming her, and they were like, oh, the pretty girl doesn't do this, and the pretty, like, people kept shaming her because she's pretty. So yeah, I mean, that was, you know, pretty weird. But the whole Rachel Vanessa situation, I don't know too much about
right
it.
One of the things that we were talking about before, like, Rachel also made a statement that like Vanessa called her aggressive
and bullied
her. So I that plus the thread with Danielle on Reddit, I'm leaning towards believing that maybe there is some merit to the statements that they're making, that maybe Vanessa wasn't as wifey, sparkling nice girl that we saw on TV. So I don't know, that's tough.
Well,
it's crazy.
It's interesting, and because I feel like I don't know if we're spending so much in like attention to it because paying so much attention because she won, or because she kind of like painted herself as like this really innocent school teacher of disabled kids, right? Like that was her whole MO.
Yeah.
So everyone was like, "Oh, she's so sweet," and you see all these things, and obviously it's like you're saying, sometimes women just don't get along, right? So maybe they just didn't get along, and that's all that it was,
right?
But Rachel and Danielle were probably her two biggest competition on the show. So I can see why maybe the claws might have come out in that instance, because it is still a competition. And maybe she was eliminating that.
Right. And, I mean, to be fair, all this stuff, D'Lo was a hot topic because of Bachelor in Paradise and everything that happened with Dean and Christina. So once she started opening up about things on Reddit, all this stuff came out. Like, I feel like had Bachelor in Paradise not happened, no one would really be talking about this right now.
Right.
No, I don't think so. You know what I mean?
But also, I mean, Vanessa and Nick did just break up pretty recently as well.
That's true. That's a good point.
So, I don't know. Yeah. It's interesting. I mean, so you being in the house, like, being in Bachelor in Paradise too, it's obviously different than being on The Bachelorette, but when you were there, did you ever feel like any animosity between like the women or the guys in the house? Were there like rivalries or competition?
We made a pact the first night, all the guys, and with the exception of Lee, who like, you know, who I love, who I went to bat for, but at the same time he had a little learning curve. Everybody pretty much maintained like that, you know, that pact, that bond that we had made. I mean, we still all text every single day, all day, every day. Our group chats are like on fire. So it was a different experience. Even the producers in the house, they said, "Wow, this is a different one." Because usually, like, you'll have like, "Oh, these two, they team up, and these two, and this and that." But we were all like a unit, and we all move like that. And that's why we all still hang out, and whenever somebody's in town, we're extremely close. So I really didn't feel that much.
Did you think there was any added extra competition, like between Rachel's top three or four, like? I know we saw some, like, tension between Brian and Peter, for instance. Was that something that you noticed while you were in the house?
You know what? No. I mean, you know I was kicked off. I mean, I think my time
was shorter.
Mario.
Than, we know.
It was shorter than Kim Kardashian's marriage to Chris Humphries. Extremely. But, no, I mean, I didn't notice that in the very beginning. Mm-hmm. But I have seen it through, I mean, in our, like, group chats and stuff that we have, you can kind of see. Sometimes it's pretty awkward.
Oh, so they're both in the group chat?
No. No, like, neither of them are in it. But, like, sometimes, like, you know, like somebody will post a picture like, "Hey, I'm hanging out with this," and then you hear like crickets, and then I'll send somebody else a text like, "Yo, what's up?" They're like, "Oh, they don't fuck with each other or mess with each other." I'm like, "Oh, I didn't know that," because I wasn't in the house for that long. So like with me, even when they were talking about the whole Lee Kenny situation, I'm like, "Yo, I had one of the greatest talks of my life with Alex and Lee over a bottle of Bulleit
whiskey."
So
you're sending Kenny photos of you and Lee
hanging
out?
Yeah, we're back. And Kenny's like, "Yo, what the?" I'm like, "I didn't know that." They're telling me all these crazy things. I'm like, you know, I feel like the bad kid who was suspended, like who, like, you know, was expelled, and I still hang out. And I'm like, "Oh, I wish I could experience that." But
you missed all the tea.
All the tea. So much tea.
Wow, that's funny. Well, I mean, this is just interesting drama. I mean, I love the fact that, like, Rachel opened up about it more than anything, because she was like, "Yeah, Vanessa called me a bully and she called me aggressive," and those are words you throw around. And especially like these days,
that's the same thing.
Yeah, like the last thing you want to be called is a bully. Like, that's terrible. Or to like have someone make you feel like you're that, because you might think that you're like being yourself, you're being all nice, positive, whatever, you just came back from a date, and all of a sudden someone accuses you of that, and it's obviously never a good feeling.
D'Lo said in that Reddit that Rachel and Vanessa had to be like separated when they traveled and stuff.
Wow.
And we did hear about that, how Vanessa had to be separated from the rest of the girls. But obviously, Rachel is super close with those girls. Yeah. Like, they came on to help her on her season, and you still see them in photos. They're all very supportive of her and Brian. So, I mean, Vanessa's definitely the odd one out.
Crazy. That would have been such great drama to have. It was like, keep the girls separate, guys. Keep them separate. Like, I wanted to see that. But I get it.
She's
the winner. And then on top of that, if they like even switch the edit so they try to make Rachel look like the bully that Vanessa wanted her to be, then Rachel wouldn't be the Bachelorette.
Yeah.
The editing, man. They have a story to tell, and they make sure
that's
how
they're
doing.
This isn't their first rodeo. It's like their first
rodeo. The edits. That's why Rachel's season, that's why we were like 10 weeks in, and we didn't even know who the hell Adam, like, we didn't know Adam.
Yeah, right.
We didn't know Maddie, who I love. They're all two of my best friends. Right. And I felt bad for them, because, you know, Matt's like, "Dude, I'm like 11 weeks in, I've spoke one time, I've been seen once, but I get a rose every single day." Yeah. And I always say, like, they decided to go with, like, the racial tension and my BS over love. Which sucks. Like, it completely, even I'm watching it, and I'm like, Adam's such a great guy. Like, Maddie's such a great guy. They have this real chemistry with Rachel, but
Wasn't shown at all.
It just sucks.
And that was honestly frustrating for me to watch, especially, you know, I hadn't watched the Bachelor franchise for years prior. Like, I was more of the new generation and a fan, and I was so excited to see these last two seasons being cast with a lot of people of color and just different personalities and energies and things like that, all trying to find love, but it was focused so much more on the other things that now that the franchise appears to be transitioning back to like the older generation and how things were, I notice a lot on social media people are just like, "Oh yeah, because this season was trash because of all of the drama that you guys dealt with," and I felt like it's so unfair to you guys and the cast of great people who are just being marred by these negative, like, situations that happened,
right,
instead totally. Of, you know, the fact that you were there to find love and all the other great things that came out of that experience.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things, like, and, you know, I defended Adam and Matt because they're, like, two of, like, my best friends. Like, I love them the best. Like, Matt's, like, my go-to guy. He's, like, my big bro from day one. On this, like, I mean, he was the one guy I can go to. I'm like missing my parents, and he's like, "It's all right, D. Hang in there." He always gave like great advice. And him and Rachel, they did have an amazing connection. Same thing with Adam, and nobody knew. Right. And then you were always, "Well, who is this? And who is this?" And it just kind of sucked because I see like my boys going through it. I'm like, I can take the heat, like put it all on me. But it just sucked when you really saw them. They really were like going through it, and it just, you know, just was a really shitty situation.
Well, I think that's why everyone was like, "Wait, why is Rachel crying when she's right. letting them go?"
And then they kissed, and I was like, "Who is this guy? This yeah. is yeah. on the show?" And so confused.
Threw us for a loop.
But just like anything totally. Else, I mean, this is pretty much how every show is, outlet is. It's all about like clickbait. Like no one's gonna be like, "Oh, Rachel found love with this guy named Matt." They're gonna click on, "Oh, like, this racial tension is happening on Bachelorette right now." Yeah, like, everyone go watch. So it's like, it's what's going to get people who don't even watch the show involved in it? And that's what they chose. So it's kind of unfortunate.
Or the ex-girlfriend randomly showing up.
Love that.
I have to ask.
Yeah.
After post, like, you left, you were like, what just happened? Did you ever contact that girl in any way?
You know, the funny thing is that she saw me on after the final rose. Right.
Yeah.
And she called in.
That's crazy.
And then Elon was like, it was too good to pass. Like, he's like, even if it... But my whole thing is, I'm like, damn, out of all the years of this franchise...
So his whole thing was like, even if it was fake, like...
Yeah, but it's just, you know, it's too good to pass on. Yeah. Like, I mean, my whole thing is in the 21 plus years or whatever, he's like, yeah, like lots of girlfriends and boyfriends, but it just was, you know, and you were a favorite, you just crushed basketball. He said it worked out perfect. Because what they told me, and, I mean, I'm a cop's kid.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pay attention to detail.
Yeah.
And everybody was telling me different things, and nobody was looking me in the eye. And I'm living, and I'm like, dude. And I asked him, I was like, look, dude, like, you know, if you're bullshitting me, like, keep it 100. Like, I'm cool with that. I'll go to paradise, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But, like, don't lie to me. Like, don't. Because they told me, oh, she randomly showed up. I'm like, wait a minute. A girlfriend randomly shows up, sits through 6 hours of taping, waits patiently. When I come out, yells, "Karma's a bitch." There's no emotion. There was no crying. There was no nothing. That, like, you know, use that as common sense. She even said it. I've been dating you for 6 months. I haven't seen your family or friends. You go ghost.
And you're like
duh. Like, you know, it was one of those things. And even when I came out, it was at, like, the "Oh, who's this?" It was an angle of, like, her. I saw a side profile. And if I'm being, like, 100% honest, I saw her, like, twice during the day. Like, ever. Yeah. Like, we literally, when I said the weekend, I only call you when it's 5:30, I'm, like, dead ass. Like, right. We've never.
Kept it a buck.
And I will say, that is honest. Ooh. That is an honest answer. That is honest. It's just because on television, that's not what you want to hear.
The world doesn't want honesty. We live in a world to where this terrorist that just went and murdered people in Las Vegas, they just talked about how he loves country and how he's an avid gambler.
And how he's like a normal guy.
And how he's a normal guy.
Yeah.
Right? But then African Americans are murdered and they bring up shit from 1997.
Yeah. Oh,
and you know what? They're great on. In 1701, she stole a dune buggy. So, of course, this black man deserved to lose his life.
Yeah.
You know, like when, like, you know, when you say real stuff, a lot of people aren't ready for that.
Yeah. People get uncomfortable when truth is present. Like, for sure. It exposes, like, their truths about themselves that they don't want to acknowledge. It exposes, like, wounds that have been a part of this country, like, not to get too much into, like, that sort of stuff. But, like, people don't want to talk about that because it's uncomfortable and it's embarrassing. And so it's all what's good and, like, let's talk about that and not let's talk about what's really happening.
But it was great TV. That was, like...
Yeah, it was.
That was gold. Objectively, that you can gold. Say that is amazing.
I watch it with my parents. Like, and like, my dad's not in any of this. My dad's like a cop. He's like, he's just so removed from this. And he goes, "That was some good TV."
He
said, the way they built it up with you playing ball and you and Rachel having this connection.
Yeah.
And I knew what was coming. I remember that night. Oh my God. My Twitter, everything was just, I just was getting just lit up. It was so funny. I mean,
so how was it for you for the first time, like, your Twitter's blowing up, people either like loving you thinking it's hilarious or hating you, like, how do you deal with that?
To be honest, I'm so, like, I mean, and I shit you not when I say this, I don't care about what a soccer mom in Minneapolis thinks about me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm cool with my grandmother, my mother, my sister, my aunt. I could care less what anybody thinks about me. Like, I'm one of those, I just went through a sexual whatever scandal or summer. I still was living my best life because I knew what was right. I knew what my family thinks of me. I could, like, with the media and TMZ and all that kind of stuff, my biggest thing that sucked with that mommy suck with all that and seeing my mother suffer.
Right.
That was the only thing. If my mother could have been like a Men in Black thing and it could have been boop and she would have been removed, it would have been fine. That was the only bad thing about all of this, is I felt like people, they, instead of coming after me, they want to call my grandmother who's 80 and ask her all these crazy, like they set out from my mother's house, they harass my mother, and I just don't know how that's not against the law. How somebody can sit in front of your house every single day for 3 straight months, they know what restaurants you go to, they sit, they wait, and then they pounce. I don't know how that, like, how isn't that against the law?
So was that happening to your whole family or just
my, my entire family?
Wow.
Like, and like, what's funny is that they know my dad's a cop. Mm-hmm. They know my uncle's a cop. They know who to pick and choose.
Right. Yeah.
Like, they know that my mother, like, lives alone, so they know they can just sit out in front of her house and harass her and go to her grocery store and ask, like, you know.
Yeah, that's
her,
like, stalking. How is that allowed?
Did they hire a PI? Like,
yeah,
how did they know?
Stalking. Like, there were, like, there were times to where she would be like, yo, my phone's clicking, and I don't know what's going on, if I go here, if I go here. And that was the sad part for me, is I'm like, my mom didn't sign up for this. My sister didn't sign up for this. Yeah. You know, I signed up for it 100%. Like, whatever, come after me. You can do, you know, send me tweets or whatever. But
you signed up to be on Bachelor in Paradise.
Correct.
You didn't sign up for everything that was to come.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so, like, obviously, like, I think that's a great attitude to have, to be like, you know what, like, I don't care what you think. You don't know me. But there's got to be part of you that, like, hurts inside when you're reading these things. You're like, how could people believe that? Because I know, like, I'm a strong person and, like, you know, like, I'm like, I don't care what people think, but then someone leaves, like, a bad comment on YouTube, I'm like, oh, like, that kind of sucks that they didn't think I was funny, you know what I mean? So, like, it hurts you in some way, shape, or form, like, and I think it's okay to admit that, and I think it's so great that, like, you know, you're like, I know what happened, I know I didn't do anything wrong, but, like, I don't know, was there something that someone said about you that kind of struck a nerve?
The American public let me down. There's actually one article that I, like, took a limp body out of the pool and laid her on the ground and had sex with her while producers watched and taped and somebody tried to come in. For me, it's just that we live in a world that people actually believe that.
Yeah.
Like, that was, for me, I'm like, what? You know, this is nuts. And, like, as I'm going through and I'm, like, reading these articles, like, for me, I'm like, screenshot sending my dad. I'm like, are you serious? My dad's like, that's the, like, unfortunately, like, people, they want to try to sugarcoat and try to act like that we live. When people are like, I can't believe this happened in America. Like, am I shocked what happened last night in Las Vegas? No.
Yeah.
I'm not shocked.
Unfortunately, no.
We let children die in Sandy Hook and did nothing.
Yeah.
After that happened, it was like, everything else is fair. We let children die.
Yeah.
So, none of this, whenever I see, like, these clickbait articles and this person did this or that person did that.
You, like, didn't pay attention.
I mean, it just sucks that there are people who shared that. Like,
right.
Yeah. I mean, there was one article going around, like, 400,000 shares. I'm like, oh, my God, this is so, like, oh, this is crazy. And, like, just like how you said earlier, there's people who don't even watch the show. There was, like, truck driver from North Dakota that would just fly into my DM, like, oh, fuck you, black guy, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know that Dan doesn't watch this show, but the media and all of that clickbait is working because they're getting clicks and people are going on the side and people are, you know, so it just, you know.
And most of the times they're just reading the headline and the headline is something catchy and they believe it and then they attack you in your DMs. It's like, that's all it takes these days.
What's crazy about the DMs is I always find it funny because like, there's like a lot of people to where it'll be like, hey, Damar, we're cheering for you. The next one, you're a cheater. The next one, like, you know, you took advantage of Korean. The next one, oh my God, I watched your episode with your mom and you love your mom so much. And now they're like, but it's so crazy.
So now everyone's like, oh, they feel bad for you before they hate.
Yeah,
like,
but I mean, it's just been like I've had like a high and low through this whole entire thing.
Yeah.
And it's just been very interesting. And like, I'll like screenshots, like the guys like text. I'm like, whoa, look at this. It'll be like, love, hate, 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 love, love. Oh, I love you again. It's just a very, I don't know, it's weird. Like me, I've never, I don't know, I don't watch TV that much. I don't really pay attention to a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. But, like, I would never fly into your DM, like, with anything. Or just, I don't know, I'm not that type of person.
Right.
Shout out to the ones who do. But I can never watch this show tonight and, like, you know, you say something bad and, like, send you hate mail. Like, hey, you're mean. I hate your leather jacket. Like, I don't know how to. Like,
it's denim, DeMario.
Oh, denim, denim. No, dude, I can't see.
That's mine.
Denim, But there's some people out there, they get so invested into these shows,
literally.
You know, and they, like,
for real.
Like, they go to bat. It's I've seen some, I'm like, oh, my God, this is crazy. Like,
well, and that's how the Bachelor franchise has changed so much just over the years. And like you were saying, you've pretty much become a fan since it's been so big in social media.
Mm-hmm.
And like, obviously you were on it when social media was such a huge part of it. But that's why they chose someone like, or I think they chose someone like Ari, because he was in it before it was like all social media life. You know what I mean?
Totally.
And
trying to bring it back.
And so it's like, that's when it was like about going on to find love and not this like idea that people were going on for followers.
So wait, so I had a fake girlfriend, right? With no, like, proof or anything. This guy has a real girlfriend that he dumps to get onto the show.
But that might be... She said that wasn't right. She had auditioned for the show. They broke up, like, over the summer.
But what... I don't know. It's just... It's just weird. It's just a very weird, like... It's sort of thing. It's a very, like... When he start getting contact by them was like during the summertime, then they mysteriously break up and then he comes onto the show. And then, I don't know, it's just weird. Like for me, I'm kind of watching it. And people were hitting me up like, isn't it funny how like you have this fake girl and they're like, oh, but then I'm like, oh, you know, when your melanin has a tint, you know, you're treated a little differently by ABC, I guess. If you're just throwing it out there, like, you know, it's, interesting. All these pictures and lovey-dovey, and then it's like, oh, summertime, get ready to get onto the show. Let me cut ties with that, so I don't know.
No, I get that. That's definitely a good
point. I also don't think, though, like, people are so excited that it's Ari because he's not of this social media age, but, like, that's the age that we're in right now. Right. I think you're just bringing him into it. I don't think he's going to be anything completely different.
I know. He's going to fall right into it, for sure.
Yeah, but that's what kind of frustrates me about a lot of the comments and, like, backlash about these previous, this cycle of Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise, Bachelor in Paradise and The Bachelor is like attacking all these contestants for who they are. Yes, it can be annoying sometimes, and I'm sure I've said on the show about, you know, social media habits and things like that, but like Ari is not this like perfect person who's gonna save the franchise and make it great again, like some people like to say on Twitter.
It only took like 2 seconds for people to dig up all his stuff on social media. Like,
you know what I am excited for? I feel like when you've been like, you haven't done the show in years, it's going to feel fresh again. Like, he's not going to remember kind of to hold his tongue sometimes. Like, usually the people that are becoming the Bachelor or the Bachelorette just got fresh off of another season. They know how to talk the talk and walk the walk. Ari probably doesn't remember, and he's going to have to start all over again, and I am so excited to watch him do it.
But have you seen the women? He's, like, 35, right?
Yeah.
And they have, like, 23-year-olds.
Oh, they do?
Nick is older than him.
Yeah, they're young. Yeah.
But, and Nick just got what?
Yeah, I mean, broke up.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I mean, yeah. Girl, like, she, like, much love to him. But what I'm saying is that, like, people were like, oh, it's going to bring love back and this and that. Cool, let's put a 21-year-old or a 35-year-old. That makes sense. Like, that's going to work.
It's and you not know he'll work. Keep no. them around for a little bit, too. Because they do have, like, a variety of ages, but they have to keep, like, those, like, early 20-year-olds. Definitely. They always do. Yeah.
And I think for me, the issue has never been social media. Like, I mean, I think it's great that people come out there and have a huge platform. That's amazing. Like, Monique over here is hilarious in the chat roll. By the way, shout out to the chat roll.
Yes.
But Monique was like, these girls are going to sell sugar but hair the minute they get kicked off. Like, don't worry about them.
Yeah.
And it's fine. But, like, you know what? Like, you come out and you do have all these new opportunities. I think for me the issue was that for Paradise specifically is that you had women going on there who had boyfriends to go on a show to find love. That's where it feels like... I mean, you're like, why am I even watching this right now? Like, I should be watching The Real World. Like, go on The Real World. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyways, by the way, really quickly in the chat, we have a little guy in the chat. I just call him a little guy.
A little guy in the chat.
Named Lucas Yancey.
Yo, what?
He's a D-man legend. Excited that you're here.
I love that guy.
And we have some questions for you from the chat roll, so I'm just going to get into it real quick. So Cassandra Marie asked, do you think Brian and Rachel will last?
Yeah. I got love for them. I hope they last. I hope they have beautiful babies, you know, all that good stuff.
I know you weren't in the house for too long, but when you were in there, did you feel like Brian was the front runner?
Brian and Peter from day one, they were locked in.
Okay.
Brian was locked in. That first night he was locked in.
Okay.
Like 100%. Like you saw when all of us, like I'm like, to be honest, the first night was such a blur. Josiah and I were so lit. Like, you know, it was Joe, we all like, the whole crew, we started bonding, like Deanie, all of us, and Brian was like focused. He was like a man on a mission, like straight up, like from day one.
That's actually kind of nice to hear.
Yeah, he was one of, like, you know, him and Peter were just like, let's go. So, yeah, I mean, I honestly think that'll be able to last, and wishing them all the best of luck and little babies.
Did you watch after the final rose, like, the rest of us were like, wait a minute, like, what's happening right now? Like, did Rachel make the wrong choice? Like, what happened with Peter?
Ooh.
All right, like I've always said, Peter was LeBron James, and Brian is Carmelo.
Okay.
You don't even have to be a sports fan. You don't even have to be a sports fan. No, LeBron is the prized possession. Like, the whole world watched. Peter was the prized possession.
Right.
Peter was the one that we all wanted. Peter was the one that she wanted. Then Peter finessed it at the end, towards the last couple of weeks. because he wanted to do his own thing and be bachelor, which he probably will one day. It's going to be amazing because Peter's like George Clooney hot, you know? And that's what happened. We watched, that's called a finesse. Like Peter, up until that point, he was like, I'm in it. Just kidding. Yeah. Let me start backing out. And that's just what I saw. And a lot of other people, I saw that, including Wendy Williams, who grilled them. Like, she threw a lot of tea and a lot of shade.
She did.
Which is facts, though. I mean, it's not... It's what we see with our eyes.
See, I think it's just interesting because I didn't see that all along up until the end. But, I mean, clearly I'm, like, in the minority. So, very obviously, you know?
So
interesting.
That analogy was a good, good segue to this next question from Kyle Hipwell, who wants to know your favorite NBA team.
Miami Heat.
Oh, you're a Heat fan.
Yeah, Heat all day. Yeah.
Can I just say, I watched your interview with E, and I remember thinking I'd never heard so many sports analogies.
And now he's here.
I have them like that.
And then you made that one. Yeah. I was like, oh.
I appreciate those. I'm a big sports fan.
I'm a big, that's the way I I'm used to hearing, my father and I talk. It's nuts. People are just like, what are they talking about? Yeah. I try not to, but it just flows.
You know,
broke.
Obviously, the whole, everything that happened this summer with Paradise has been covered a lot, you know? Yeah. So I know you've spoken about it. But one thing that I know I have a question about, and Monique has a question in the chat role as well, Monique Johnson, is that we've never really heard from the producer that filed the complaint. Have you spoken to her?
No, that's a crazy thing. I even said during, what was that, the Paradise special when Corinne and I spoke, how come she never got the heat? How come she never got, drugged through the mud? Especially now that everything's fine. It's how come we can't hear from this, from this producer? So, no, I haven't. I haven't heard from anything.
Well, that producer was, I thought, the whole thing was that she was best friends with Corinne, right?
Yeah, that's what everybody said. Yeah, I mean, I guess they're good friends, or that was her handler.
Right. And Corinne seem pretty chummy. So, has Corinne spoken to her? Do you know, if...
I don't know their relationship. Yeah, when Corinne and I had spoke, she said that she had just kind of asked her, what the... what happened? Did you see? Even to this day, right now, I'm still missing, 35% of the story.
Something, yeah.
Right. There's something that just... still just doesn't add up. Yeah. Even with Corinne and I, we had a 2-hour dinner and we discussed everything. And I'm like, are you still confused? And she's like, yeah, I'm still confused myself. Because what happened is that we were we were villains. It was Yankees and Red Sox, her and I. And what sucked is that we were both told by counsel, which is great, another sports one, is not to speak. It's we couldn't speak. So then when we saw each other and we were speaking, during the Paradise reunion, I'm like, hey, can we talk? Because I still want to know, what happened? What really happened? And the thing is when we were able to speak, we just picked off, right where we left off. And it just was damn, this kind of sucks. It could have all been resolved and we would have just been hey, can we speak? But when she landed in town from Mexico, it was that Tuesday. Mm-hmm. She's like, I land, I get my phone, and I'm like, oh my God, what's going on? And, the rest is history.
And I we've heard a lot about, and I don't want to, go into this too much because we've heard, your interviews, we've talked about it a lot. I don't want to dwell on it. But she obviously has said that she was blackout that night, whatever. What do you feel like you remember what happened that night, or were you also kind of on that same level?
At that moment when her and I did our thing, we weren't even that drunk yet. I mean, well, me personally, we had literally, Alex said it, we're 30 minutes in. Right, I don't know how drunk you can be in 30 minutes. We weren't even there. That night, we went for it. Yeah. That night was that scene from Step Brothers when they're sleepwalking. It was crazy. We were there. It was your first formal or something. We were going for it. But at that point in time, it was so fresh into Paradise. We were everybody had just arrived. So,
all
right.
Well.
On a happier note, the happiest place on earth, you know, the pictures at Disneyland, would you say it was a date?
No, it was, I was getting ready to leave the gym. And we had talked about it, about going the past Saturday. But I woke up and I had a really bad hangover. And it was her sister's birthday. And I'm like, oh my God, I missed Disneyland. I'm so sorry. And I leave in the gym on that Monday. And I'm like, hey, what are you doing? She's like, nothing. I was like, let's go to Disneyland. All right, cool. And
you asked her, or she asked you?
I asked her.
Okay.
I was like, hey, let's go to Disneyland. She's like, all right, cool. Come to my house in 20 minutes. Cool. I went home, showered, went to her place, picked her up, and then we go to Disneyland.
Just the two of you or her sister?
No, her sister already had left. One of her friends, what's her name? I forget. Janet Vaughn, Drake Bell's girlfriend. Drake Bell? Yeah. Yeah, so we went and it was a great time. Lots of churros and lots of beer.
Yeah.
Churros
so you were saying earlier, like, you go out with Raven and Alexis and people don't pick it up, but then when you go out with Corinne, obviously it's, like, there's more attention to that. People care about that a little bit more. But then also you're photographed, like, holding her hand that and, like, biting her arm and, like, doing stuff like that. So people are like, okay, what's happening here? Like, is there anything, like, more than friends going on?
No, the photograph was one of those, you know, when you're walking and you're skipping? It was one of the, like, you know, like, a picture's worth a thousand words.
The one on... At Disney?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
This is going to seem really creepy, but I'm going to turn around the photo right now, okay? Yeah. I feel like I'm a stalker at this moment. Was it that one? Was it this one?
Oh, no. That one, we literally were just holding hands for that. Oh, like, I thought it was a, okay, skipping one. I thought it was a skipping one. No, because there was another one where we're walking and we're, like, skipping and we're just, like, being idiots. And then for that one, Corinne had never had a corn dog, like, ever in the history of life. So when I was biting her arm, I was going, remember when Corinne was eating that corn dog? And I'm literally, like, biting her arm as we're going into Small World. And I didn't know there was a guy or whatever, like, taking the pictures there. So it was, so it looked like, you know.
But you do realize, like, how this seems to TMZ or to, like, viewers. Like, okay, like, obviously you're not just skipping holding hands. You're holding hands at other moments, too. So, like, to Mario, is there something going on with you and
Karen? No. We're really, really good friends. Okay. We missed out on time of, like, Paradise, getting to know each other, to see if there would be something there, or just to be friends in general, you know. And, like, now we're just, like, living our best life and having fun and going to dinner and Disneyland and stuff. It's, I mean, I do see how it could be, like, a little, like, oh shoot, like, this is different from when I go hang out with Raven. And,
like, are you Christina skipping holding hands with Raven?
No.
Are you
actually, we did skip and hold hands. Okay. There's a picture of, like, all of us, like, skipping. But I know how it seems really different. But no.
So if it's just friends for now, do you ever see maybe anything being more than that with the two of you in the future?
I don't know. I really can't say. Like, as of right now, I would be doing an injustice to any woman. Like, any woman, to bring any woman into this fire of my life right now.
Yeah.
Like, straight up. Just for the fact that I would just hate to put you or anybody through this.
Well, sorry to cut you off. Yeah. I was going to say, like, you know, aside from being seen with Corinne, have you been on any other dates? Have you, like, encountered that challenge trying to meet other people who are not in the world?
I'm so awkward. I'm so, like, bad right now with dating because I just don't. It's a weird situation to be in. I've been out. I've been out with you before.
I know.
So, yeah, like, we party. And, like, the women now, it's so thirsty. Like, really? I've never experienced. Like, I went out with me, Dean, and Robbie went out one night, and I won't lie to you. It was probably the thirstiest night in the history of, like, mankind. I've never seen.
Like, every girl just trying to talk to you guys.
Every single. It was, but not even talking. Like, just, man, like, really going for it, like, oh, just straight up, like, I'm gonna just shoot my shot, like, just,
like,
pulling up
keys,
just
like
just straight up. And it, for me a year ago, let's go, because I'm just regular ass me. But now I'm like, what's your ulterior motive? Like, why? Like, my mom always told me, if something's too easy, you gotta start. And a year ago I would be like, oh, for sure, because I'm just, but now I'm like, I just don't know your motive. Like, I don't know why you were trying so hard. I mean, I was out with Fred one night. We were at One Oak, and this, like, these girls, they were like, they cornered me, and they're all like, ah, oh, this and that. And it's scary. It's a very, so I can't do that.
And they act like they know you, right? They're not, like, pretending they don't know.
Some
who you
will
are.
Do the whole, where do I know you from?
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
And then I'll be like, oh, I don't know. Oh my, are you that one? And then they'll just come up like, what up, DeMario? Like, you can have my keys any day, or what up, DeMario? You can, like, do the paradise thing
to
me.
Oh my gosh,
like,
so aggressive.
I've had, like,
that is kind of scary.
It is. It's a very, especially because, you know, LA is very small. Like, as we were saying earlier, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, knowing Tiana and all that kind of stuff. And LA's small to where, you know, everybody knows where everybody parties. Everybody knows where everybody eats dinner. So it's easy for them to be like, oh, cool. I had one girl from Minnesota literally was like, oh, yeah, I know you party here. So I came here. And, like,
oh.
Yeah. I was like, oh.
Hello.
Wow. You know, like legit. Like, no lie. She's like, oh, I know you went to Avenue on Saturdays. And, like, this is why me and my girl came. And I'm like, oh, wow, that's so crazy. Like, you don't even think that. And then you experience that type of situation. And you're just like, just can't do this.
That's what you gotta do, DeMario. Save your stories, post them the day after.
I just started doing that. I really
like
do.
I'm on Avenue on Sundays, not Saturdays,
exactly.
Bro. You got it mixed up.
Just something.
Yeah, but there is like a level of like safety to that too. Well, now you're in the public eye, so people are following you. Obviously, paparazzi are like outside the club when you leave and that sort of stuff. So, I mean, when you talk about like your image and like that sort of stuff that's happening, if you're leaving with a different person every night, it's kind of like,
yeah, it's not a good look either.
Plus, that's the scary part.
Nothing wrong with that. No, like, again, we're not slut shaming here. No, but like, you know, when you want to like maintain some sort
But he
of,
can't
like,
maintain privacy like that.
Yeah, right, exactly. All.
No, or even like, for me, one of my scariest things is people knew where, like, where I lived at.
Oh.
And people knew where my parents lived at. And, like, that was scary. Like, my youngest sister didn't even want to go home. Like, she told my dad, like, I'm going to mom's house because our house is a TMZ house. Like, straight up. And she's still scared to this day. That, that's the sucky part.
Yeah.
Like, even now, like randomly, I'll, like, go to my parents' house and I'll see, like, a black car and I'll be like, hey, like, I'm like, why are you still here? Like, what are you? Like, and how isn't that against the law? Like, if I came and just sat in front of your house, as like a like you're like a normal
I'd be
person.
Flattered but creeped out. Yeah, exactly.
But you can call the cops. But now I've learned through my lawyer is that now I'm like a celebrity. So
and you can't call
I can't call the cops.
Yeah.
Oh wow, that's so interesting.
Yeah, when you're a public figure.
Yeah, you're a public figure is different. Or even like with slander, like if I was to write some crazy stuff about you online right now, you could sue me. But like you could write some crazy shit about me online and put source or alleged. It's like, hey, whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah. You learn a lot.
That media law is serious.
It's crazy.
So is the media still following you around now?
They don't sit out in front of my house like they used to, but they know where I go. They know like this place or that place, and they're always. But the crazy thing is, I'm like really good friends with all the paparazzi now.
If you can't beat them, join them. Yes, like, seriously, like keep them on your good side. But otherwise, they're gonna like sell the story to wherever and be like, "Oh, he was doing like this really shady stuff," as opposed to like, "Oh, he was just like skipping in Disneyland." Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, that's like the opposite of the Kanye approach. You know, knocking somebody out, getting in your face.
Kanye's a lot different now.
He's different.
Like,
but like,
he's seen that therapist. You know, shout out to going to therapy, by the way. Therapy is huge. Seriously. Like, so many people. I'm like, you have no idea. Just being there for that hour,
unpacking
2 days a week, it just was like, woo, like, I need you. And, like, that was, like, that's what got me through all this, I feel like. Because family and friends, you know, they're going to have your, you know, side or whatever. But just getting this person who knows nothing about you, who doesn't know the situation, and just letting you vent and speak, that probably was the coolest thing. It was the most rewarding thing through this whole entire process.
Now, let me ask you this, because obviously you and Corinne are seen holding hands. You're saying you guys aren't dating. What do you find more humorous, the fact that outlets are saying that you guys are dating or that they're saying that you're faking dating for publicity?
That's the, like, why would I need to do that?
At this point, right?
Like, now, like, why would I, like, yeah, I'm going to fake date Corinne. Like, but people, they need the clickbait. They need to, like, they need to put that. For some reason, like, for me, I didn't know. I have a friend that works at TMZ, and she told me, she goes, hey, for some reason, people are obsessed with you guys. I was like, what do you mean? She said, people call in all day about you guys. Like, what? Like, why? I don't know. Like, I don't get it. But the whole fake, why would we be fake dating? Like, like, that just doesn't make sense.
Right. Well, you can see how if you're not really dating, but then you're photographed, like, holding hands and all that stuff at Disneyland, it's like, oh, they are dating, but then you're like, we're not dating. So it's like, are you faking dating? Because it looks like you're dating. Because people see stuff and they think things, and then they like, that's just, I think that's where the public like confusion comes from.
No, and I,
and interest.
And I 100%, like, even when I saw that pic, I'm like, damn, like that.
That looks like we're dating.
I can't even lie. I mean, I thought it was a skipping one before you like called me out on that one.
I know.
With the corn dog, and I don't know.
No, I swear to you, that story was so true. It's her first time ever having a corn dog,
which is shocking, by the way.
You put her on.
Actually, I don't think I've ever had a corn dog.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And she like no. Wow. I wish you guys could have seen her that day. She was in. Straight up, she ate like corn dogs, churros, but she just was grubby. And I was like, oh my god, like this is
well, we know that she likes her food. I mean,
that's awesome. I have a corn,
she has a corn dog
and the pickles. And what she said that she thought corn dogs were sweet, like cornbread.
Oh, they're
and you're like, so kind sweet. Of.
They're a little sweet.
Yeah. You're like, girl, stick with me. I'll teach you a thing or two.
Yeah. I mean, I'll admit, I didn't have a corn dog until I left New York because I didn't think that was like a thing there. Yeah. Like, I never grew up having them.
Maybe that's what it is, too. Yeah. All right, Damar, you know like a lot of people in Bachelor Nation now, right? So we want to play a little game with you.
Uh-oh.
To see how well you know the rest of Bachelor Nation. All right. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. Let's do
FYI, I am the reigning champ right
she
now.
She really is.
Okay.
So you got to beat
it
me.
Was one week.
One week.
It was one game.
I've got to claim it, Renee. I've got to claim it. We've only played once, so she's won for one.
Champ.
So, you know sports references.
So she's the reigning champ. And before we start, I just want to ask you, like, the question that's on everyone's mind. What was it like being rejected by Britney Spears?
Man. You know what?
Great question, sir.
You know what? Like, I don't even see that, like she gave me, like, the hug. I don't see, like, how it really was, like, at that time, she was going through, like, shave my head. Right. I just wanted to give her love.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't even know how that 08 video resurfaced. And I don't really think she rejected me. Like, yeah. She gave me a hug. I gave her a hug. And it just was, like, I feel like a rejection would have been, like,
skirt.
Like, what Rachel did to me when she kicked me off. Like, that was, like, a rejection. You know, yeah. I feel like the Britney...
I definitely was over, like, emphasizing that.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that video was hilarious.
You know, the best part about that is that her assistant actually reached out to me and sent me a message on my MySpace and was like, hey, you, like, made her entire night. She's been going through a lot.
Oh, my gosh.
And
I thought you meant now. I was like, you still have a MySpace?
Oh no!
Are you a musician?
Is your page still up?
No, it probably is.
Oh my god!
I don't know. I hope
because you can take it down. I took mine down.
Actually, you know what? I think I did take
that
it down.
That actually makes mine me down. Really nervous. I need to go home and check that.
Do that. My dad deleted mine.
Okay, I had so one wait, sexy photo of my dad.
No, but she reached out and she just was like, "Hey, like you made her night. Like just so nice and just." I remember, like, it was a huge... I was like, oh, my God, are you freaking kidding me?
Fangirling.
I would freak out.
Like,
that's
I was, like,
amazing.
Fangirling hard. Like, a huge Britney Spears fan. Like, just that whole era of music, I'm, like, all about it.
That's
and
amazing.
I just was so excited. And, I mean, it did was, like when it resurfaced, I'm like, is it fun? Like, they're like, DeMario rejected. I'm going through, I'm like, that really wasn't a rejection, but okay. Like, it was good. It was cool. It was all right.
That's very funny. I just loved when that came up.
No, I love Britney still, like, straight up.
Okay, so we'll get to the game now. Sorry, yeah. I just like I always like think about Britney Spears randomly. Okay, okay. So the game is basically so you know how you like fill out your bachelor bio before you go on the show and
correct.
They release them when they release the cast yeah. or whatever. So basically, we pick people that you were on Bachelor in Paradise with, or you're friends with, or you were on Bachelorette with, and so you're gonna guess which one said the answer. Okay.
Yeah.
So who said? And I'll give you choices.
Okay.
So don't like. Be like racking your brain. Yeah. Okay. Who said if they could be someone else for just one day, they would pick Blue Ivy, who doesn't want to be the child of Jay-Z and Beyonce? A.
Oh, I thought that was me putting that noise on.
Alexis, Corinne, Raven, or Jasmine? They would be.
I'll
Blue
say
Ivy.
Alexis.
Wrong.
Oh.
Ooh.
It's Raven.
Raven.
Someone keeping score?
I got that wrong, but yeah, not keeping score.
Okay. Okay, so you're 0 for 1. Yikes. Okay. Okay. Who said their favorite actor was Jennifer Lawrence because she's every girl's goal? Which I don't agree with.
I know.
I don't agree with either.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I got to give you the answers.
Yeah.
Okay. A, Eric. B, Adam. C, Diggy. Or D, Matt.
Matt.
No.
Adam said that?
Yeah. Because he's a big J-Lo
really?
Fan. Yeah.
Hmm.
Also, okay, out of the four of us, who wants to be, who, if J-Lo is your goal?
What?
Anyone?
No.
Okay.
Not at this moment.
Oh, for
but,
not Adam.
But Silver Linings, Jennifer Lawrence, yeah.
Okay. I agree. I love that movie.
That's a good movie.
I love that.
Okay, who said their most embarrassing moment was... My ex-boyfriend telling me I had a... Sorry.
A what?
Who said their most embarrassing moment was my ex-boyfriend telling me I had a mustache at a Giants game?
Oh.
A, D-Lo. B, Kristen. C, Taylor. Or D, Alexis.
Alexis.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because I was thinking Giants fan.
Yeah.
I'm 1 for 3. 1 for 3.
Yeah.
There we go.
There you go.
Don't call it a comeback.
Yeah. All
right. That's right.
Okay. Whose tattoos include one on the right rib cage and then one on the left waist? That's a Bible verse. A, Corinne. B, Christina. C, Jasmine. Or D, Rachel. The mood is tense.
I know.
Oh.
Rachel.
Yes.
Oh.
You're 2 for 2.
I was trying to think, because I've seen all their bodies on Paradise, and I'm thinking, like, who has this? The only person I haven't is Rachel, obviously.
Good guess. Okay. Who said his pets include an ant farm, fish, and he's also an uncle to a cat? A, Kenny. B, Adam. C, Anthony. Or D, Lucas.
Lucas.
Yes.
Yeah.
and he's watching. And he's so watching. Shout out to Waboom for that
Waboom.
One. Okay, last one. Who said their I cannot deal with this one. Okay, who said their favorite clothes designer is Forever 21? A, Alexis. B, Taylor. C, Lacey. Or D, Danielle M.
Lacey.
No. Taylor.
Yeah,
I thought it was Lacey.
Yeah,
well.
Lacey's. I can see Lacey. Yeah, I don't. For some reason.
That's why I picked Lacey as one of the options because I was like, oh. I could see her saying.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the final score?
3-3.
3-3.
Yeah, tiebreaker.
No.
Well,
no.
You're not playing against anyone.
Yeah, tiebreaker.
So.
Yeah, let's do a tiebreaker.
Okay.
We have
ahead.
To.
Oh, on the spot.
Let's go.
All right. I'm trying to think of who had like an interesting bachelor bio. All right, just give me 1 second, you guys.
So, who do you think between like the guys on your show, your season, or the girls from Nick's season, who have you gotten closer to?
Man, the guys, Iggy, Diggy, Dean, Kenny, Anthony, Will, we all talk like every day. Our group chat is insane. The girls, Raven, Alexis, D-Lo, Jasmine, Dom, Corinne. We're like, it's a very, like, I feel like the Paradise people, we've become extremely close because of the situation that we were in.
You guys went through a lot.
Like, we went through a lot. Like, a whole lot. Like, more than you could ever imagine. And they were, like, my rocks through everything. Taylor FaceTime, like, literally Taylor. Oh, Taylor as well. Taylor FaceTime. We talked every single day. Like, every day. I'd be like, sorry, Derek. And, like, every, like, just... I, like, cried to her. Like, I told her and Derek, before Derek even proposed, I jokingly said in the group chat, I was like, hey, I'm about to get my ordained minister license because I'm going to be giving you guys away next year at, you know, whatever, at Paradise. Aww. Joking. But, like, Taylor was everything for me, like, through this whole process because she went through a similar thing last year. And yeah. She said that a lot of the people didn't really, like, she wasn't well received. She said she was kind of in the dark. And she's like, I refuse to let you be in the dark for anything. And it just was crazy. Like, Raven, like, every single day. It was Danielle Lemon, like, you know, included. Like, she actually sent me a random text, She's like, hey, I just want to let you know, like, you know, my parents, we pray for you every day. I'm like, wow. Mm. And what's crazy is I went there as, like, the enemy. Like, nobody wanted me there. I was like but then, like, after being there for a few hours, we all started partying and having fun, and we became extremely close. And so, yeah, they all, like, were, like, just...
They embraced you.
Bachelor Nation rolls deep. Yeah. Okay, let's figure out if you're part of it, if you really know them or not.
Go.
Right? Okay, so tiebreaker. Yeah. Who said their top three favorite artists are Elvis Presley, Britney Spears, and Flo Rida? Oh, yeah, I got to give you the options. A, Lee. B, Kenny. C, Jonathan. Or D, Peter.
Why do you guys know this one?
This is so
Jonathan.
Don't ruin it.
Yes.
What?
Yes. Yes.
Hey.
Yeah.
I thought Florida, because he's from Florida. I like.
Oh, there you go. You know, little clues. Help.
Shout out
all
to
right.
you.
Yeah, you win.
Good job.
So you don't have to take a tequila shot.
Yeah. Yeah. You now don't have to come back next week to take a tequila shot.
Congratulations. Pull it back up.
Damaro, thank you so much for coming on. Where can everyone find you?
Thank you, guys.
Where can they follow you on social media?
No, I was like, where can they find me?
We just talked about this.
Don't come to my house.
Where can they follow you?
Everything is, what's it, Demario Jackson _.
I love how he asks us. He's like, is that it? Thank you so much. You're welcome to come in the studio whenever you want. We hope to have you here again.
Thank you. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much.
Sterling? You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Sterling Cates.
You guys can find me all over social media at Christine Bean with 3 E's.
You guys can follow me at Renee Ariel on Instagram and on Twitter.
And you guys can follow me across social media and my website at Miss Zias. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll see you again next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com.
I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.